I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're an old-time listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that we're on every other week, and last week was the Halloween weekend, and I'd like to do a little bit of ET Yoga spin on Halloween, and tonight's program will hear about that, as well as connections between ancient worlds and modern times, and how our flashing universe operates with its connection to healing, and probably also have some time to do some reality creation from Marilyn the Magician. But before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual fashion by having a little Japa Yoga, as led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari
Shanti.
That was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, leading some Japa Yoga. And that clip was from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I guess if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in conjunction with becoming more self-empowered and having more control concerning not only creating optimum health, but also in dealing with any issues that arise. Personally, I'd like to now pass on some information that I think most people might find interesting, and it's actually comes from Metatron and a channeling that included some information about the Mayan calendar. And the incredible calendar that you humans currently refer to as Mayan was not developed nor originally written by the Society of Mayans in the manner that you currently attribute. Indeed, it predated the Mayans by more than 18,000 years, and it was originally developed by the enlightened Atlanteans of Poseida, with assistance from the Pleiadian-Syrian Alliance, and stored in crystalline technology termed the Crystal Skulls. And according to Metatron, even your creative anthropologists consider the earliest Mayan society only began about 2000 BC. And I think that's just kind of an interesting little tidbit of information. In the next ET Yoga show, I'm going to be giving lots of information concerning the Atla Ra, who were the scientist priests in Atlantis. Probably make some connections as well with this Mayan calendar. Now, moving on to connecting ancient civilizations and also putting some attention on the concept of Halloween, because it's pretty clear to me from looking on the internet when you punch up Halloween and its origins that we're getting lots of disinformation concerning this subject, and nothing remotely close to the truth, really, in the mainstream thought. So I'd like to share with you some information from Norman. And Norman has a website called The Nature of Reality Man. So that's Norman, Nature of Reality Man. And I think this is kind of an interesting bit of information. The origins of Halloween originates from the eve before the second destruction of Atlantis. Atlantis, as portrayed by many of our TV shows, is a reflection of the truth, was once a very advanced civilization where there were some fifth-dimensional beings. These fifth-dimensional beings were called the Atla Ra, and they were like priests and possessed advanced knowledge of what is possible through the nature of our reality. They were similar to the idea of Jedis as portrayed in the movies, again, as a reflection of the truth. Just as the Jedi are portrayed to have advised leadership, so did the Atlara advise the leadership of the different factions of Atlantis. Well, a story needs a so-called bad guy, and along came the Aryan, who may sound familiar. They wanted to accumulate power, etc. We all know how the story goes with these bad guys. Atlantis had a second moon that orbited the Earth, and it was made of crystal quartz. It regulated the weather in Atlantis, provided the power on Atlantis, and could produce a laser beam that the Aryans wanted to use against their worker class. And this was to keep them in check during revolts. Atlantis was once very peaceful, but became like this because certain negative ETs led the Aryans astray and took over, pretty much as the dark side beings took over the Federation by simply tricking them to hand over power, as depicted in the latest Star Wars movies. All our fiction holds some truth. Well, the Aryans tricked the Federation that was formed into using the powerful laser against the advice and wishes of the Atlara. The second moon became unstable, and it became clear that its orbit would deteriorate and crash into the Earth, causing the destruction of Atlantis. And because the actual time and date of this destruction was known, celebrations were planned on the eve of the destruction. This is where they dressed up as the spirits they would soon be and coined the phrase, "Dine and be merry, because tomorrow we die." Atlantis was destroyed on November 1st, 1101, and 111 is known in numerology for meaning change. Atlantis was located mostly between the land masses of the USA and European continent. It sank beneath the seas, and this is reflected in many of our so-called fiction as a reflection of the truth. All our fiction holds some truth. If not, then we name the Atlantic Ocean, a space shuttle, in the capital of Georgia after a fairy tale, and this is unlikely. Having lost their government, the survivors of Atlantis who escaped had to hold new elections, and this is why elections tend to be held on November 2nd, the day after the destruction of Atlantis. In America, we celebrate the remembrance of the destruction of Atlantis on the eve, because America is where the story of Atlantis' destruction is being replayed. Just like the bits and parts of the Aryan conflicts were replayed in World War II, the world against the Aryans. This time, the world won. Unlike last time, karma is being balanced on higher levels. Souls must experience what they put out. This is the third law of creation at work. In America, we are playing out the story of how Atlantis, America, survives and chooses not to destroy itself by being tricked by evil men. If you look at this election, which takes place within the first week of November, America clearly has a choice. One leads them forward into a more peaceful era, and the other more and more clearly into that era of the past, where man lies to man, man tricks man. In one choice, man works with man, and the other, man works against man. This election is about choosing not to destroy Atlantis again, believe it or not. And since we are balancing karma, we see clearly that this time it will not be destroyed. So we souls can have that balancing karmic experience, and it will be balanced. So guess who wins? Everywhere else around the globe, however, November 1st is a day of remembrance. In Mexico and many cultures, it's the Day of the Dead. In people to this day, they celebrate November 1st as a day of remembrance. Others call it All Saints Day. Parts of Atlantis landmass that did not sink still exist, and we call them Hawaii and Jamaica. Notice the beautiful energy and animals and plants they have. Yes, Atlantis will rise, and it is rising. And kind of in conjunction with that information by Norman comes some information from Bashar and a question that was asked of Bashar. And for those unfamiliar with Bashar, Bashar is an Esasani. His civilization is now called the Shukani because they moved up a dimension, and he is channeled by Daryl Anka. And you can get information from Bashar at www.bashar.org. And the question of Bashar says, you said something about Halloween being connected to the destruction of Atlantis. And Bashar, yes, from your ancient times, All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween, represents the day before the destruction of Atlantis. November 1st is the day of destruction, and November 2nd is the day after. In some of your religious vernacular, these days translate into All Hallows' Eve, All Souls' Day, and All Saints' Day, and are the idea of the destruction of your Atlantean landmass approximately 11 to 12,000 years ago. The issue you are dealing with on your Earth at this time is connected strongly to both the planet Maldek destroying itself long ago and a reptilian of the cycle of Atlantis, although on a smaller scale than Maldek. And that's actually a Maldek destroying itself long ago and repetition of the cycle of Atlantis, although in a smaller scale. In your current time frame, the United States represents the idea of the replay of Atlantis, for you have made of the same technology and the same position in relation to politics around the world. Also, you have many of the same individuals from Atlantis who have now reinstructed themselves to the point of deciding whether or not they will destroy the world again. You all chose to be here in this transformational age to see that you do not replay Atlantis and destroy yourselves and your Earth this time around. And that information is the copyright of Daryl Anka. Question of Bashar. And from what I understand, something like, I've heard different figures, but something like 70 or 90% of the population on the planet apparently was living during the Atlantis times. And further information also supporting all the above information comes from Metatron again, and he's talking about All Hallows' Eve, or the Eve before the destruction or the fall of Atlantis. And according to Metatron, Atlantis existed for over 200,000 years, and the vast majority of Atlantean times were epochs of light. Only the final phase, the period from about 17,500 BC to 10,500 BC, was in your terms a dark era, but one rich in lessons. We tell you, in fact, that the golden period of Atlantis was the highest level of light consciousness ever achieved on the Earth in any advanced civilization. It was higher than Lemuria, higher than Mu, higher than Rama, higher than Ignatius. 70% of all the planet Earth at this time experienced physicality there. Atlantis split into five islands: Poseida, Arion, and Og were the largest, and Italia and Ira were also two islands. And there were two opposing ideologies: the Atlara, the scientist priesthood of the Law of One, based predominantly in Poseida, and the Arian race of the Sons of Belial, based on the Isle of Arion. An incredibly potent healing spring flowed on Poseida near the Temple of Healing, and its lore spawned the myths of the Fountain of Youth, passed down by the indigenous people of Florida. And according to Metatron, it flows yet into the oceans near Bimini. The Arian Sons of Belial became engrossed in military, corporate power lust, and materialism. They sought to block the Law of One and utilize Atlantis' technology for control of the world through the use of crystalline energy for weaponry and use of genetic science for development and retention of an inferior race to serve as workers and soldiers. Under the control of the Sons of Belial, the genetic programs created hundreds of thousands of hybrid mutations to work the fields, and monstrosities were created with controlled minds to robotically do the bidding of their masters. We tell you that the beings you refer to as Sasquatch are remnants of human gorilla genetic engineered mutants created for heavy labor by the Arians. They eventually formed what can be called a government with pretty much equal powers representing the two opposing factions. However, from within the Arian had arisen an hypnotic, charismatic leadership who seduced the masses into believing they were the answer to returning Atlantis to its lost golden age. And the leaders of this group were the souls that you knew as Hitler and Himmler, indeed, the supremacist Nazis of your World War II. And this group gained political power through deception and gained control of the second moon of Atlantis, originally created by Arcturians for beneficent purposes, but was now used as a war machine to create volcanoes, earthquakes over other parts of the world. The crystal second moon began to overload, weakening the anti-gravity field that kept it afloat. When the second moon crashed, it caused worldwide devastation and the sinking of Atlantis. Seven of the enormous primary crystals and two slightly smaller but incredible from the Arcturian crystals were relocated within the hyperdimensional transport systems of the underground tunnel system with help from the Sirian Pleiadian Alliance. Three huge primary crystals were relocated to the Atlantean crystal fields of Arkansas too relocated to the underground crystal forms of Brazil in the area of Bahia and Minas Gerais, and one was relocated to an underground cavern below Mount Shasta, and the Great Fire Crystal was placed underground in a chasm below the Bimini Bank, and that's in the Sargasso Sea. The two sacred Arcturian crystals were located in the caverns below the area of Tiahuanaco, Bolivia, near Lake Titicaca. And from what I understand, and sort of updates on this kind of information, is that these crystals have now been activated. And obviously very, very powerful. And I kind of like to now continue this train of thought with this idea of Metatron's information, because we've heard some the same idea about a flashing universe from the Palladian channeler Barbara Marciniak. And according to Barbara Marciniak, it is the there is a flashing of our holographic universe. And this flashing, of course, happens so fast that it's not visible to the naked eye. But according to the Palladians, thought exists in between this flashing. And to kind of get into more details here, I'm going to share some information from 4winds10.com. And it's a channeling from Metatron. And he states that multidimensionality and flashing universe, it creates lifetimes, and in your terms, are not linear. Rather, they coexist in the quantum field of the eternal now moment. The universe, as you know it, flashes in and out in a pulsing sequence of light energy frames that consist of what we call consciousness units. The process of God's source seeding the matrix of awareness through pixels of minute parts and particulates involves what we call the term flashing units of consciousness, electromagnetic units that can and do pulse in and out of all realities in a strobe light fashion. These flashing energy units are geometric in nature and occur with a relatively short lifespan. Your scientists postulate that black holes are imploded supernovas of extremely compressed energy whose gravitational field is so immense that it pulls into itself all matter and light. Yet they do not as yet recognize that at the back of the black hole, in a manner of speaking, is a white hole that generates new vitalized energy into the universe. As such, there is a constant surge of new energy into your universe, which comes through a nearby infinitesimal number of white holes. The sequencing of energy in and energy out creates a flashing effect within the consciousness and time sequence of your reality. Your oversoul is calibrated within the flashing sequence. Imagine then that the root unit of your being, in your terms, your oversoul, is at the center of a wheel. And this hub is a flashing receiver of conscious light and emits an infinite number of pulsating light threads or fiber optic spokes. And at the end of each spoke is one of your soul aspects or incarnational sojourns. The reincarnation aspects represented by the spokes of the wheel receive units of conscious light termed conscious units that are flashed outwardly at an amazingly rapid strobe. These seem to be sequenced and linear, but in fact, there is a great timeless void in between each pulse. Now, as each spoke or lifetime aspect becomes more resonant, more capable of holding the energy of energy pulses, it consciously expands back into the center. And that's a process I call consciousness completion, and becomes aware of the unity of the multi-aspects of the hub and all the other spokes, and in so doing, evolves back into the center, becoming part of the center. Therefore, achieving the ability to be fully conscious in the now, one can literally go backwards and forwards in time and can be in all places and in all times simultaneously. Simply stated, you co-create your own reality. Your existence on the planet of duality, upon the three-dimensional planes of Earth, are somewhat limited in perceptual lenses, somewhat filtered by design. An analogy of the human brain functions can be seen as akin to a dual radio receptor. One aspect, the ego personality, can be considered to be in the band of AM radio, and the subconscious or God mind aspect as tuned into a broader FM band. The personality ego perceives and focuses into reality a single event from all the probable ones. Unlike the ego experiences the event, it is only one of all the probable ones. It becomes actual in your reality only when the physical aspect of self experiences it. The greater self can and does experience reality in an entirely different fashion than the ego personality brain does. And from that perspective, from that integral higher stance, is fully aware of all other dimensions, probabilities, and potential events, time sequence realities, than the one experienced by the frontal brain aspect of the personality, physical, base, or ego self. Both perceptions are equally valid, but one is tuned to only one station and with reason. That reason is what is termed focal life lesson, and indeed is part of your growth process, but one in which you are destined to grow beyond. In truth, you are like Dorothy in the metaphoric tale of The Wizard of Oz. Learning to access the infinity of the higher mind comes only after learning to willfully create with the ego mind. Indeed, when you do, and you already have in a real sense, you will realize that you had the power all the time. You simply needed to click the shoes together, as Dorothy of Kansas in her path of exploring the wonders of Oz along the yellow brick road. Using only the limited physical senses, you can never perceive these other systems, yet probable events and parallels are substantive, bona fide experiences, even if you do not perceive them to be within your physical antenna. In these other systems of reality, each of you has other selves, not as an identical self, but through different aspect parts of your oversoul, developing abilities in a different way than you are. In physical reality, emphatically contributing to your soul expansion and consciousness. We'll tell you that aspects of the Golden Age of Atlantis is, in fact, from your future, in your terms, a future that in this frame has been seemingly pulled into your past. When you learn to tap into the flashing pulse of creation units, you will be able to travel consciously within and without the width and breadth of space and time and all its parallels. There are tools available to you to assist in this process. And indeed, crystalline forms are more capable of holding the pure sequence and energy of consciousness units, and indeed help in the merging of the front mind into the wider realm and frequential sequencing of the God-mind harmonic. And the reason I kind of bring this up is that it ties together really with this whole concept of sound healing, and which is directly connected to the Qigong methods. And I really think that it's important to know that, and many people have never heard of the Qigong Center in Beijing, China, that for a 10-year period, saw over 200,000 patients with over 185 different illnesses, and they had like a 95% effective improvement rate. And I've been taking a course in Qigong sound healing from Master Ming Tong Gu, and I highly recommend him to our listening audience, and that's M-I-N-G, Ming Ton, T-O-N-G-U, Ming Ton Gu. And he received his training from a variety of grandmasters in China, and also worked at the world's largest Qigong hospital, and it's a medicine-less hospital. They didn't perform any operations, and they used no pharmaceutical drugs. And Master Gu has also created a 10-day intensive healing retreat, especially applicable for advanced stages of illness. And it's modeled after a similar program in the medicine-less Qigong Hospital in Beijing, China. And that particular hospital was actually first set up through Grandmaster Ming Pang, and that's P-A-N-G. And that he was the founder of that hospital. Master Gu has since worked there. And as I understand it, Ming Tong Gu has some centers in San Francisco. So if you know of someone who might be interested in taking part because they've got some kind of advanced illness, I'd highly, highly recommend the Qigong aspects. And my understanding of how this kind of fits into our flashing universe is sort of that our auras would normally just flow energy through our 12 chakra system. And our DNA strands, as well as our different emotional bodies. However, when there are blockages, which are primarily due to stress, and chronic stress creates energy blockages in the system, this results in a disease. And this can, so in a sense, this is also in conjunction with Pleiadian information that all disease comes from some form of dysfunctional emotion. And that's also why another way to try to remove blockages is to give up your concept of anger, sort of any kind of negativity that's related to fear. If you offer up all your fear and your anger to your higher self, would be one way of trying to emotionally remove some of these blockages. And the whole concept of Qigong is actually about getting the more subtle energy systems of the body that are connected more with the subconscious realm or the universal intelligence, and to create an active energy flow and keep the energy flowing through the body, much similar to another Chinese method, which is called acupuncture, which is based on the same principle of getting the energy to flow through all the meridians of the body. So I think clearly this is, you know, this is the wave of the future. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga and you haven't heard about Greg Braden's video, it's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. It's all about a woman who has a fairly large tumor, goes over to Beijing, China, and 3 advanced practitioners work with her, and it's all on video recording, and you actually can watch the tumor dissolve into nothing, and it takes about 3 minutes. And so, you know, for those people who are really skeptics and don't believe anything works, I mean, for the people who have this technique down and they are able to do some of these, what we call miracles, it's not a miracle, as Braden points out, when it's been done multiple times, it becomes a technology. And it's clearly a wave of the future with respect to healing. Current problem with it is that it doesn't make a lot of money. It doesn't cost a lot of money to cure people. And until we reach a point where our desire for healing supersedes our greed for money, then I suspect that these techniques won't be in our mainstream. But and who knows what kind of time frame that might be before they actually do make mainstream. But I know that the Palladians have mentioned that probably in about 10 years or so, this current farce of a medical establishment will fall of its own accord, because with the new energies that are coming to the earth, those things that are not done in integrity or old systems will fade away, much like the economical system. And not to be feared, because as old systems fail, new systems will be created. But I think it's kind of interesting to note that if you're really interested in self-empowering yourself in the area of healing, the whole idea of Qigong, it's not just for those who have problems. It's for those who just want to maintain optimum health and to maintain the flow of energy throughout your body. And it can be done very simply. And highly, highly recommend the Qigong and Qigong healing as taught by Master Ming Tong Gu. I'd like to now move on to Marilyn the Magician. And I know lots of our listening audience enjoys hearing about some of the concepts, and she's sort of a disciple of Merlin the Magician. And I'm going to share with you now some of her information related to mastering magic. And she states that radiating the resonance of unconditional love is the intention of all those who have attracted this message. You've come forth to stay with the love, by loving what you hold dear rather than resisting what you fear. You are here to assist one another in being the lovers that you are, no matter what the conditions hold or how you have been conditioned. You are love expressing and experiencing itself. This unconditional love stuff is the stuff of which you are made. It is the core of your very being. It's the highest, fastest frequency of vibration that you can exude while being physically incarnate. Unconditional love matches the vibration of your inner being, higher self, or oversoul. Love yourself fully and unconditionally, regardless of outer conditions or circumstances, and you will come to know the source of your soul's magic. See yourself as the wonderful wizard you truly are. Be the unconditional lover that you came forth to be. As you stay with being and beaming the lover that you are by imagining things that are the highest representation of you and others, you are radiating the resonance of unconditional love. You more fully sense your soul's song as you tap into the frequency that brings you the feeling of excitement. The feeling of excitement tells you this is who you are. That is why it feels so good. When you feel gloriously good, you are glorifying God, Goddess, all that is. You recognize your connection to the eternal source of all things wonderful. Therefore, you feel wonder-filled. It is really that simple. A lover is what you came here to be, and when you are not being a lover to self first, by staying connected to thoughts that bring you joy, you are not being who you know yourself to be. As you start to play with the state of being of unconditional lover, you may find that it is simply not that simple, unless, of course, you make it easy by being conscious of radiating this frequency of vibration at all times. This is what masters do. Now it is time to recognize that the master dwells within your soul. Be that master magician within who is equally poised and passionate. Shed light on negative emotions. Know that those places that hold fear instantly respond to the flow of love. For the truth of it is, you love to be loved and give love because you are love. When conditions present themselves as less than ideal in your view, what do you do? One way is to try to get by not reaching too high. You can attempt to harmonize with the reality you see. Why limit yourself to this version of what could be? For there is another way, a lighter way to play. Masters love to face what is in their face because they know what is in their face is in their vibration. And this is a key to transformation. Undesirable conditions don't control your experience. They are outside of you, and all your control comes from within. You are always drawing to you that which you do or don't want as experience. Connection is creation, so connect with what you do want. When you look at what you'd rather not have, look to what it is you'd rather have. Unconditional love has nothing to do with putting up with conditions that are not the way you want them to be. To be an unconditional lover, you must resonate with conditions the way you want them to be, no matter what you see. As you do this, realities that do not represent you will fade away. Masters beam the dream, alerting the universe to their good, no matter what conditions appear to be real. They know that if they hold their light on desirable conditions, they access their infinite power to manifest preferred realities. Many of you want conditions to change so that you can feel better about things. That is magic in reverse. In order to see things change, you must change the way you see things. Cast this spell and you will do well. See that the conditions have changed so that the conditions can change. As you follow your heart and change the inner view, the outer will follow through. If conditions are not acceptable, what would be acceptable? What kind of conditions would you love to see personally or for humanity? Exercise your power as creator. As you exercise anything, it gets stronger. Imagine what a better life looks like. It is the most joy-filled step you can take towards the growth and evolution of your soul. no matter what the condition or how you have been conditioned, you can move mountains of unconditional love forward by tapping into the constant flow of love under any and all conditions. There you will always find your source supply. Masters know that the way they feel determines the strength of their connection to their natural state of magic. They have integrated the life-giving feminine principle. Conceive ideas, nurture their growth, and give birth to same. They lovingly allow all things to be in their own time and place, starting with themselves. Masters know that true freedom comes from the release of resistance. They allow the manifestation of something to be their guiding light to show them how they were thinking and feeling. They enjoy the process of creation and do not condemn their creations because they see the correlation between their energy output and their experiential outcome. They take self-responsibility for their creations, knowing there can be no blame. They honor the secret wisdom they hold by casting spells rather than pearls of wisdom before their time. They know that no one needs saving. They allow others their experiences. They teach their example, and in their wisdom they know that in this universe, there are no victims, only awesome creators. And that is information from Marilyn the Magician, and I can recommend their website at Creating Camelot Club. It's all about fourth and fifth dimensional energies. And according to Merlin, he kind of has a nice definition of a demarcation line between third dimension and fourth dimension. And that is that people who understand that it's their thoughts, their beliefs, their emotions, and their intentions that create their outer reality are already experiencing fourth dimensional consciousness. People who think that everything is happening at random are stuck in third dimensional awareness. That's the demarcation line. So, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, even science now has proven that your thoughts and emotions affect outer circumstances. So, you know, one thing is kind of interesting about science in these times, that the more discoveries are made, the more they tend to agree with what's been known for thousands of years, and the more they support the spiritual knowledge. I'd like to, at this time, take this a moment to let everybody know that I do have a website. It's at etyoga.com. And my latest book is there. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. If you like listening to ET Yoga, you probably like the book. And it sells for $9.95. You can get it online right from the website. So at about 300 pages long, and it's kind of like ET Yoga programs. It's jam-packed with information. It'd be like jamming 3,000 pages into 300. So I much appreciate your support in that endeavor, as well as other products that are available at the site. There's also a free download there. It's called The Root Cause of Disease. So if you're looking for a concise way to explain the disease, there's 9 fundamental principles that, according to my way of thinking, constitute and ability to understand the root cause of disease. It's free download at the website. And I'd certainly like to wish my listening audience your best towards attaining full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd now like to share with you the Who Am I technique that I originally heard from Baba Ram Dass. And apparently it comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi, and it was called the Vichara, and it's a technique that was given to his highest disciples. And it kind of goes like this. You get into the highest state that you can. This might be a process that you might want to do your yoga asanas, then your pranayams, a meditation, and then insert the following concept, which is to place your total awareness in your ajna or third eye center and become that spot. And when you become that spot, then the idea is to ask the question, who am I? And you might do that 15 or 20 times or 5 times or whatever feels appropriate for you. And you might do it at a very slow rate or rhythm, or you might do it at a very rapid rate or rhythm. Again, what seems to be most comfortable for you. And the idea is that you're probably, you know, it's not about hearing a specific answer to the question. It's about taking you through a doorway to have an experience. And so the process would be to ask the question, who am I, while becoming that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part